Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, chapter 13. Christ not discouraged. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. This is the work of Christ. What a world of comfort and encouragement there is in the statement of it, especially in the last verse. His work is to set judgment, or righteousness, in the earth. Righteousness can be set in the earth only by putting it into the hearts of men. Christ's work is to take poor, weak, sinful men, and make righteous beings of them, to clothe them with the righteousness of God. Very poor material he has to work with, and no one knows this better than he. But he shall not fail or be discouraged in this work. He knows how difficult the task is, but knowing man's sinfulness and hardness of heart, he is not discouraged. Then what occasion is there for being discouraged? If he is not discouraged with his task, need we be? Shall not we gather courage from his courage? We may be of good courage, for he has overcome the world, and in him we shall do valiantly. E.J. Wagoner.